Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, man, let's gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy Horde has to hand out some game balls and game bums. What do we got today, Leroy?
Well, my game bum I'm going to do first goes to the Marlins.
Bum.
Like, dude, you have a 7-0 lead with a clean slate. It wasn't like, you know, 7-0 lead and bases loaded. You fresh start, right? You haven't given up 9 runs in all year, right? All year. You are now finding ways to lose that I thought were impossible.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And listen, everybody gets a game bump. I don't know how, why, when, or where this is happening.
How many wins at home do they have? Have we gotten one whopper this year? Is that it? One whopper? One.
That's it.
One damn whopper?
That's
Burger King is making a killing because they're getting advertising and they ain't got to give up nothing.
Maybe Burger King needs to like go by like, you know.
If Burger King wants to make it right for me, they need to change their rule for losses. Home losses, you get a Whopper Jr. Other than that, I don't trust them.
Remember back in the day, what did they have? If the Marlins get 10 hits.
Dozen hits, dozen donuts.
Dozen hits, dozen donuts.
That was the best. We want donuts.
Yep.
They are 2-14. They have given out 2 Whopper Juniors this year.
Nice.
Right.
Yeesh.
Right.
Look at
that.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But I would say this. I watch some pretty incredible basketball this week, even though it didn't work out.
Oh, before you get to your game ball.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little from Peter Bendix. This is him being asked why the fans should have faith in the organization.
Peter, why should fans be confident that this is going to turn around?
It's a long-term process. That's something I've said from the beginning. In the short term, this is going to turn around because we have a bunch of players who are really committed to making sure it turns around. We have a staff that is committed to working hard and putting them in the best position to succeed. And we have guys with a track record of success. We have guys that are going to get back to the level of performance that they're accustomed to. In the long term, my vision for what this organization, where it's going, is not changed. The vision is the same thing that it would be regardless of our record right now. I continue to have the support and the resources to really get this organization where it needs to be.
Oh, boy.
Be right with you, sir.
Mr. Sherman.
He hired Todd, Todd the intern.
Can I just tell you, we had a conversation with Peter, and he's definitely an energetic, positive.
Nice dude.
But damn, you make it hard!
Here's a little bit more. This is his message to the team.
The message has been to continue to work hard, to continue to do what you can, to control what you can, and that this will not last forever.
What? Eventually we'll get a win. Guys,
don't worry. Hey, Jazz, don't worry. It won't last forever.
Yeah,
you can't lose all 162.
It won't last forever.
This season will be done, and then there you go. No more.
You're right. It won't last forever.
Here's what I would like to say.
Here's what I would like to say about that.
We go out to training camp, and we have conversations with a lot of guys, some guys on the comeback, some guys trying to build on what they did the year before, and there's a lot of positivity, right? There really is, because you haven't played a game yet. But I got to tell you, this bad in the first 2 months?
Oof.
Right? Like, I don't know. And here's the thing. It's only one group, right? We can talk about the hitting. They're scoring enough runs to win games.
I mean, everything sucks, dude. They suck.
I don't know. I just thought, like in years past, the reasons why this team was so good was because of their pitching.
Yeah, and their pitching is depleted.
Right.
Their pitching is depleted, for sure. But
and that's the only questions I asked wasn't about, oh, we got more pop, we got this. It was about the pitching. Because if any of us, you guys have all seen this team the last few years, when their pitching was good, when their setup guy was good, when their the closer was good, this team, no matter how many runs they score, could compete.
I mean,
but when you're giving up seven run leads,
they're 27.
That's got to be some kind of record.
And they're 27th in runs, Leroy. Like, they're not good at hitting. They're not good at scoring. They're not good at anything. They suck.
All right.
But don't worry, Day. It won't last forever.
No. Don't you.
It won't last forever.
Don't you tell me what to believe.
It won't last forever.
Don't you tell me what to believe. Don't you.
That should be the hashtag now for the Marlins. Instead of Marlins baseball, it should be Marlins. It just should be hashtag it won't last forever.
Yeah.
What do you got for game balls, dude?
So I saw a lot of good basketball, watched a lot of golf, watched a lot of things. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to give a game ball.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer. Simply because, listen, you can make the right choices and they don't work, right? But if you continue to make the right choices, eventually you're going to be on the good end of that. And I like the plan going into the draft. The plan played out where they may not have gotten players that we have heard of or that everybody was telling us they should pick, okay? But they did go into it trying to make their team stronger and fill some voids that they had when they got an opportunity for a talented player in the fourth round. They did it by getting the running back, right? So even though I have questions at running back position, and I'm telling you, you know, December and January when you need to pound the ball a little bit more, are they going to be able to do that? I still understand the pick, right? So I would say this. Everybody wants them to fix it right after the season's over with. The biggest increase in players and positions filled is going to be after June 1st. Okay? That's when everybody's money frees up. That's when all the salary cut casualties come in. And that's when you're going to be able to pick up these guys and build your team. So, but as far as right now, even though, like I said, even though you have questions about the guys who you've never seen play football, I might add, right? Even though you have questions about the guys, I always look at, okay, was this a need or a luxury? All right, where can we pick up needs? Where can we pick up luxuries? Those first two picks were needs. As they went farther along in the draft, they got speed, they got talent, they just best player available. So I do think they made their team better after this weekend. Whether it pans out or not is a whole different conversation.
By the way, I got a little news here from Ira Windeman's Twitter account. He tweets out, following the birth of a baby girl, Delon Wright will be available for the Miami Heat tonight against Boston. So congratulations.
I hate when they say personal. Right? I hate when they say personal reasons.
Yeah.
And they don't like
specify.
And you know, it's a privacy thing. I get that. He like, yeah. But now they've announced it.
Yeah.
It always seems like something else, right?
Something bad.
When you say personal reasons, because keep in mind, we had a guy who missed a game of personal reasons because he passed out in a hallway of a hotel.
Sometimes you do that. Sometimes you pass out in hallways, photos.
And he had to be saved by
Are you talking about Gerald Green?
Yeah.
When Mario Chalmers. Yeah, Mario
Chalmers. Mario Chalmers. When you know when you got to be saved by Rio, but you see what I'm saying? So personal reasons too.
That era had him, and then of course we had Dion Waiters with Gummy Gate on the plane.
Gummy Gate. He just sitting in a chair twitching. Hey, man, calm down.
Well, congratulations to Delon Wright and
the
Wright
family. Congratulations to Delon Wright. Now we need you to come and lock somebody down.
Now go hit some threes. Go hit some threes for baby girl.
Yeah. I don't think that mattered, though.
What do you mean?
No, it was Indiana did it this time. Indiana broke a record for threes. What the hell is going on with threes being shot in these playoffs?
Dude, it's wild. I was watching Clippers Mavs yesterday. They were up 31.
Wow.
And nearly lost the game. Like the Mavs game all the way back. Kyrie was amazing.
Is there any series besides, I'm saying outside of this one,
mm-hmm.
that you still have questions about? Like, I think the Knicks are going to close out Philly.
I think the Knicks will close out Philly. Orlando Cavs. I mean, who cares? But
that's 2-2.
That's 2-2.
And that's that's the most exciting series and the least exciting series at the same time, right?
Thunder's Pel.
Because nobody cares about that.
Thunder Pel will be done tonight.
Yes.
Did you see
Thunder the most surprising team? Because they're really, really young.
Yeah, most surprising team. I mean, obviously they don't have Zion, the Pelicans. That's a big blow to them. The games have that's been a really, really lopsided series. And yeah. Charles Barkley says they don't even get to go to Cancun. Where did he say he's going to send them to? Galveston, Texas. Oh man, we'll bring you that sound. It was really funny tonight. Lakers, Denver at Denver. Feels like the Lakers are dead team walking in that one.
Although they've been leading a majority of the game.
They've led more time.
Okay, dude.
No, but
that's like the Celtics from 2 years ago. Like, we won more quarters. It's like, who cares? It's like game seven.
No, the only point that you would make on that is that those games are a lot closer than you think. It just seems like in that fourth quarter, the old people get old. And the young people stay well because Joker doesn't move that much, right?
I don't think is Jamal Murray playing tonight though. He was questionable.
I know he was questionable.
So I'll look that up during the break.
Good.
We'll get to some cat talks and pretty cool news for our boy Sergei Bobrovsky. We'll bring you that coming up next.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.